Not when we dump. What is the most unique thing about your business? Does it take you a minute to figure it out? Or do you know without a shadow of a doubt what that thing is, that unique thing? I guarantee it's not the pretty colors or the design of your webpage. I guarantee you that. But what sets you apart from the crowd? In the sea of this massive digital world that we all seem to live in these days, what makes you stand out to be seen and understood? Do you have that ingrained into your brand? If this leaves you questioning, do I have that? I don't know if I got that. Then hang out with us, hang tight, grab a pencil, because we're going to do a deep dive today on the psychology behind your brand and why that's important to your success. Wherever you're listening from, thank you so much. We are on a lot of platforms in a lot of different areas, and we are not a show without you. We are live on the Erin Strayer Show, where we're all about promoting, cultivating, and expanding amazing female entrepreneurs that are out in the world doing things a little bit differently. And we talk about hot topics like, am I relating my message through everything that people see? It's a hot one, isn't it? The cool thing is we give you workarounds to those challenges that we as female entrepreneurs face every single day. I'm your host, Erin Strayer, and recovering corporates and entrepreneurs hire me to get them business beyond the basics, because most of them are indecisive, they're held hostage by their own fear, and quite frankly, have settled for average. They're just cruising. So I help them keep on track by setting attainable goals, plugging gaping holes in their business and personal lives, and taking their dreams to those realities that they're setting. Bottom line is, I provide peak performance scaling strategies for growth-minded entrepreneurs so that you and your business get the attention to detail it deserves and you start making money in your business. You can find me at erinstrayer.com. This show is never about me. It's always about our amazing, amazing guest experts that choose to come on our platform. And today is no exception. She is a two-timer. She is coming back again. And she has been praised for her brainstorming sessions being gold mines for the non-marketer. Elizabeth Pampalone has owned several businesses since she was 21 years old. Never looking back, she has helped countless businesses achieve life-changing results through marketing. She is the founder of Absolute Marketing Summit and the Web Design Chick Incorporated. She's an engaging speaker. She's a successful entrepreneur. She is a master network and a trusted business advisor who carries her business cards in a Tiffany's box. You're going to love her. She's back for round two. She's my friend, and I adore her, Elizabeth Pampalone. Da, da, da. I'm so glad you're back.
Thank you for having me back.
It's super fun. And if you guys missed, pardon me, Elizabeth's first round with us, you're going to want to go back and watch that, because we talked about a lot of really cool things on marketing and how to set up your whole year of marketing in that session right there. And that was gold in and of itself. And today, like, it's all about being connected. Are we connected? What's in the gap, right? What's in the game?
Yeah, branding is my absolute passion. So This is going to be, this is going to be a good talk.
Yeah, it's going to be fantastic. And you guys make sure to tell us hi. And if you have some questions on branding, because it is way more than just pretty colors and pictures on your website. And, you know, you are like Hell's Kitchen on branding, really. Yeah. when it comes down to it. And I really want to go there and talk about that and why that's so important to have your expertise and eyeballs coming in, cleaning house, really like doing that overhaul, especially for those of us that have been in business for a while and we just need a facelift, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So a lot of business owners, they get to this point where they've DIY'd so many times and so much. And then they had this person work on it. And then that person helped them. And then another person assistant worked on it. And that person's gone. And now another person took over and they changed a little bit. And so then they have this hodgepodge. And it's just, well, I like that right now. And that works for me today. And, it just kind of all gets mixed up. And so what I do is I come in and just clear everything out and start from what I am seeing. So I might, something might jump out at me and I'm like, this is your brand. This one little piece here that was in with all the other stuff, you know, this is your brand. And so I'm looking at it from a totally different perspective. I'm looking at it mostly from a consumer perspective, but also with a background of all my experience, but coming at it almost clean slate where I don't know anything about it. You know, I don't know anything about your business. I don't know how it runs. And one of my clients was working with me the other day on coaching, and she said, well, what do I need to send you so you can prepare? And I was like, well, I don't prepare. That's how I prepare, because I want you to explain it to me for the first time while we're sitting together so I can read body cues and stuff like that. But also so I can hear it and go, wait, what? That makes sense. And that's kind of the way I look at brands too, because I want to be able to look at it and I can just see whether or not I resonate with it, not as a me as the client or the consumer, but also is it strong enough for me to know that it's going to actually resonate with your client, your consumers.
So yeah.
I have all the different kind of hats that I wear as I look at something, but it's definitely jumps out at me for sure, just because of all the brands I've seen over the years, all the ones I've built, all the ones that worked and didn't work.
Yeah.
So that's another thing. But that's something that I love to do, is to kind of, like you said, that Gordon Ramsay, like, the whole thing is I don't want to make you cry, but I want to make you better.
I love that. I think so many of us that have been in business for a while, we know it's we don't have time to make the changes. We know something's off, and we want somebody like you with definitive action and the eyesight and the insight to go, okay, this is total. We're not going to call you a hot mess, but you are. And this gets to be taken care of, you know, and this is what I see, and this is what I would like to do. And I really want to go there again, because I don't think that this can be talked about too much, that branding is more than just your logo.
Yeah.
Can you please clear that up again for the people?
Yeah. So I actually just saw in a Facebook group, there was a question. Someone said, how much should I pay for a logo? And I said, okay, first of all, you're asking half a question and you're misleading everyone that you're asking.
Yeah, yeah.
Because if you're concerned about building a business, you should be asking, how much should I pay for a brand, not just a logo? Because a logo is just a visual representation of a brand, but the brand is that why behind, the heart behind why that company exists. And even corporate, you know, corporate companies like Nike and Apple and things like that, where you're thinking, okay, they don't really have a heart behind what they're doing. I mean, they're corporate, like they're more machine than like, kind of like when you're playing video games and they have the little red hearts for the people.
Right.
And when you're using a machine, it's like a little metal heart, you know, it's like a totally different machine, totally different thing, but really they do have a mind, and they have a mission statement. They have a vision statement. And so basically their brand just says that without using words. And sometimes, you know, your logo could be your name and things like that, which is fine, but it really still does evoke some kind of emotion from the person viewing it. Yeah. And when you just say logo, it has to come with all the pieces. What does it mean? What is the meaning behind it? What am I supposed to feel when I see it? And how does that relate to the mission and vision I already have, or that I maybe need to build and write? And then also, does it resonate with me as a person to be able to confidently share that with you? So many people have said to me, here's my business card, or I don't want to give you my business card, because they're just like timid, like, oh, it's not good enough. Like, I don't really like it. It's not me. They're like, don't look at that. I'm redoing it. You know, they kind of brush it off that way. Or they say, here's my card, call me, but don't go to my website. It's not right. I need to fix it.
I know. Like, seriously, like, people, wait, raise your hand in the comments if you've ever been that person. And I know I confidently can raise my hand to that, because I know that I personally have said one of those things that you just said.
And that's where we get in trouble, because then it doesn't even resonate with us. So how can we expect it to resonate with our customers?
Right.
Most of the time in most service-based businesses, especially the online businesses, we are our own customer. And it's with every single business, but most of them. And being your own customer means that you started a business because you saw a need for something that you create, or that you were providing. And so then you are helping others with that, but you also were helping yourself at the same time. So that's what I do. I'm my own customer. So if something doesn't resonate with me, then it's not going to resonate with those people that I'm trying to connect with either.
Right. Right. And I think that's huge too. And I think that there's a lot of us that think, oh, well, I did my website and they, you never go back to look at it. You never, you just put it out there like, oh, everybody says I need to have one. So I got one.
Yeah.
And now what?
Right. The other thing with the branding is the same thing. People do a brand, but then they get bored with it.
Mm-hmm.
And if you get bored with your brand and you feel the need to change it, there's one of two things happening. Either you didn't have a good enough brand and you're not satisfied with it, so you need to change it.
Yeah.
You've moved on in your business, which is a great time to make a rebrand happen. Or you kind of just, you know, you're getting bored with it and then you're thinking it's not working, even though it's probably actually working really well for you. So you need to have someone else kind of look at that, a third party. I'm not talking about necessarily a brand designer, but asking people, having a survey, whatever you want to call it, to make sure that you're not just throwing the baby out with the bathwater kind of idea, because it might actually be working for you. So there are certain times you should rebrand. There are brands that are not strong enough when they're initially formed and they do need to be redone. I think most designers, you know, when they create a brand for someone, the person's like, I love it. It's amazing. And they're all excited. Then that business owner looks at that brand every single day, all day long. I literally wear green every day.
Every day.
My brand.
Yeah.
I'm almost sick of green. My whole entire wardrobe is green. On the weekends, when I'm doing things at home and, like, you know, not going out for business reasons, I wear blue and black and, like, all these other colors and pink. But during the week, I wear green. And sometimes I kind of get sick of it. It makes, like, it's like annoying to me. But when I go out and that person says to me, I love your green dress, or that's a beautiful green shirt, or I saw your green the other day.
Yeah.
My green, it's a color. I don't even wear the same Elizabeth shade all
green?
The time.
Is it called Elizabeth Green? It's called Elizabeth Green.
Is it called Kelly Green? It's Kelly Green. And it's not that I'm, you know, I might get sick of the green sometimes, but my clients don't. That's how they remember me. That's what they associate with me. So there are going to be times they tell my clients, you love it now. Just be aware you're going to hate it, or you're going to be really annoyed with it, or you're going to get bored with it, because you're seeing it every day. They're seeing it every time you post on social media, but they're not even seeing it every time you post either.
Right.
So they're only seeing it in certain instances, and it's helping them to remember you, to remember who you are, to connect it with you. And when they see those things again pop up, the images, the visuals, the colors, the fonts, they're going to associate it with you. And that's what you want. That's a real true brand. That's a connected brand where people go, you and this thing, they're inseparable. They're part of each other. So I just try to warn people, you're going to love it today, but you're going to get sick of it tomorrow.
So that goes hand in hand with the psychology, right? Like, there's a whole lot of brain activity that goes on with that. Hey, I saw your green. Hey, that's Elizabeth's right there. Hey, that's Aaron's right there, right? Like, there's a whole lot of behind the scenes, behind the skull psychology that goes on with that. And, like, really, what is that? Like, what is the guts of that piece that make people tick?
So we all know about the touches, right? It used to be 7 touches is how you know, someone will remember you enough to actually use your name in a sentence or something like that. And now it's up to 9 to 12.
I know.
Because we're bombarded.
Right.
And we need more recognition of those things. So when you constantly change things, or when you're using things that are inconsistent in your brand, those touches become, you know, go from 9 to 12 to like 40, because you're not consistent. They have to see consistency of 9 to 12 before it resonates and actually, like, sticks in your brain. But now if you're using pink here, teal there, green here, blue there, those might all be part of your brand, but there's no consistency.
Yeah.
If you're always using the green and blue on Facebook, and you're always using the pink and brown on Instagram, you know, whatever the colors you're using, and you're kind of keeping that consistent, then your 9 to 12 is going to work. But people just get off the consistency, and so then the psychology of what brands are supposed to do, then it doesn't work really well. The other thing is to choose the right colors for the right job. Each color has a job. And so there's actually color psychology stuff all over Google. I mean, you can just Google color psychology. You'll see all these charts, and you'll see where they actually take brands that use these colors and put them into these charts where you can see, what does purple mean? What does yellow mean? So McDonald's is under yellow and it needs optimism and life and vibrancy. And then maybe like Whole Foods is green. And so that's health and wellness and things like that. And then Yahoo is purple. Purple is about loyalty and comfort. And so there's these brands that have chosen these colors that mean certain things. Now, all the charts are different and you're going to see some overlap on some of them, but a lot of them are very different.
Yeah.
But you can see a consistent theme for each color. And you can say, yeah, that color does make me feel like that when I see that color. So, for example, I had a woman come up to me at the end of an event and she said, I want you to look at my logo. I just had it redone. And I said, okay, I don't mind doing that. She showed me on her phone and it was a little pool of water, looked like a pool of water. And this is an image representation. So it wasn't like a photograph. It was more one of those like flat icon looking images. Little pool of water at the bottom, and out of the pool of water was growing a leaf. And out of the leaf, there was a two more leaves that kind of looked like flowers, but you really couldn't tell if it was a leaf or a flower. So it's kind of a little confusing, but anyway, so it looked like that. And it was a health and wellness spa. The bottom had a green rim for one of the loops for the water, a blue part of the water, a green stem, yellow edges. It faded from green to yellow, and then it faded from yellow to pink. I was like, what? I'm confused because it didn't scream health and wellness it to me. It screamed, I'm confused. But it also screamed something about like makeup or fashion, but then the water didn't make sense with that. And it was just all confused. And I said, look, change these colors, do this. And she goes, but then it'll look like the stock photo. Yes, that's why the stock photo was that way. And I used stock images before and manipulated them. And that's something you can do if you purchase those rights. But you have to make it look like something where someone goes, health and wellness. Yeah. That's a spa. I would go there. Yeah. And if you look at almost every single spa logo, they're almost all light blue, light green, fresh, clean, linen.
Yeah.
Like, right? They have this airiness about them. And she threw this yellow and pink in there, which are warm, deep, rich colors. While they may mean vibrancy, they also meant, you know, beauty and optimism. And but those things don't always go with spa because you want to be like
relaxed. Right. I know. Makeup doesn't make me feel relaxed.
Right. And so those kinds of things, like those little subtleties. And I said, fix these colors. And she goes, okay. And she was so like, I want to do something different. And I said, then this isn't the right logo for you. Like, we can do something different. But then this isn't the right piece. And so there's lots of things that come into play with that. But that psychology of when I saw it, I didn't think health and wellness. I didn't think spa. Yeah. I didn't think relaxation. So
interesting. And I think that, you know, a lot of things come into play for someone like me that I've been on this brand for, I don't know, 2+ years. A lot of things have shifted and changed. And growth has happened in the last 2.5 years. And it's scary now though, right? And I think, is that common for people to have that fear of rebranding? Is that?
Yes.
Yeah. Cause it seems fairly like daunting and like overwhelming, but exciting though too, right? Yeah.
Right. And it's comfortable because you know that everyone knows that. Everyone's comfortable with that. Everyone can relate to it because you've already had that success with it. But as things shift and grow, it doesn't mean you need a complete overhaul where we're throwing everything out. We're starting from scratch.
Yeah.
I had a client come to me and she had a logo that it was her name and it was in a nice font, like a Times New Roman-y kind of font. And it had like a background image. It had like a fleur-de-lis type of thing behind it. Mm-hmm. And it was in a light brown. And then she had a couple other elements that she used with her brand that were almost like vintage Italian, you know, like that cream and brown and chipped stone look, you know, that kind of idea.
Yeah.
And it was beautiful. I mean, everyone that looked at her website and saw her, the images that she had on her website, she's a photographer, and they just thought, oh, this is beautiful. And it's so, it's very like Romanesque. And like, and I just had this like old world feel. Mm-hmm. And she came to me and she was like, I'm doing brand photography. I'm shooting in a bright white space. And her style had changed over the years, but her brand had stayed the same. And so we actually went, we took her name, we took the thing out from behind it. So now it's just her name. And we redid her tagline. That was her biggest takeaway and her biggest aha moment was redoing that tagline, because it said my old brand. It said what I used to be.
Sure.
We just redid the tagline, put it underneath the logo, and we put the logo on top of a gray arrow. So it's like a long rectangle with a pointed end. And it was like a brand new, like it just like completely changed the way she was viewed.
Yeah.
And we were able to redo the site and do all the new colors, but it helped her to feel like this is me.
Yeah.
But we didn't change the name of her company. We didn't change the way the font was, like, but she felt more connected to it. And so when she went out and said, here's my card, you know, go look at my website, or she sent a link, she had the confidence because it resonated with her now. And so now it was resonating with others.
And back to what we're talking about is connection, right? A brand that is connected. And that is huge when you actually feel confident because you are in alignment with the brand that's now representing you and what you do now. And yeah, you love the old one, but it doesn't represent who you are and how much growth you've accomplished and where you're at now. And I think that there's a lot to be said for the confidence that comes in so that you feel connected with that brand that you're building now. And that's huge, like just a small little tweak. Like,
right.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be a lot, but it meant so much to her that it kind of changed that perception from the outside as well, from people looking at her through that prism, you know, the way that she was presenting it. Yeah.
Right. And I know that there's so many people, I know myself, I'm one, that are interested with what this looks like. I know that we've been running your Absolute Marketing Summit, little thing across the bottom of the screen. We'll drop that in the feed for all of those that you, so you can click on it and grab that too. But let's talk about that for a second, because this is a 2-day summit. So let's talk about that.
So I created something called Absolute Marketing, which is a 5-day system where we create all of your marketing for an entire year. We create a brand, we write an ebook, we create an entire website from start to finish, 6 to 12 months of social media, 12 months of blogging, and 12 months of email campaigns. It's 5 days, it's intense, and it's done. And some of these pieces will last you beyond a year, but most of the time it's about a year's worth of stuff, like all that marketing stuff. Well, I've taken all that and I've condensed all of it down to just the strategy portion. And I've added some stuff on podcasting and some stuff on profitability. And I've compacted it into two intensive days of conference.
That's massive, intense. Okay. So this is a working conference. This isn't a go and sit and listen to somebody talk to you. This is a, here's something. Now bring your computer because we're going to implement.
And there's actually going to be a workbook that you're going to work through. So we don't have enough time to do all the implementation. I wish we did. I wish we could do like a 200-person, 5-day, you know, conference maybe someday. But this will be a strategy implementation, because a lot of people will go to a conference, they'll write tons of notes, and they'll go home and they'll go, what the hell was I talking about?
Right.
I have no idea.
Yeah, because you remove yourself from the place and then you lose what was supposed to be done. Yeah.
Exactly. So this is going to be a fill in the blank workbook that I'm writing right now. Oh my gosh. It's very, very daunting to me right now to finish, make it like perfect, but you're going to fill in all these blanks so that when you get home, you actually can walk through the workbook and implement the steps, because they'll all be in context.
Oh,
so you won't have all these notes just everywhere.
Brilliant.
So that's my big thing from this. So you're going to come, you are going to listen, but you're going to network too. And you're going to write this strategy that you can take and implement. And it won't just be here, write some notes. It's going to be that fill in the blank contextual stuff.
Yeah, I think that's brilliant. And I think more and more people need to attend conferences like that. And it's not really a conference. You don't even call it a conference. You call it a summit.
Yes.
Yeah. And, you know, summits before they became online things were actually go, show up, do the work, take it back to the people. That's what a summit, you know, used to be before it cloned a new name or a meaning behind the name. And I think that that's awesome to resurrect what an actual summit is and to implement that in a work environment and where people choose, they're like, oh, I need that. I want to do that. And it kind of takes that. That's totally that do it with you mentality. Yes. Also. Yeah.
Yeah. Which is what I love to do because I want someone to walk away and not just go, okay, I sat through a 2-day conference and I've got some great notes and I might've had one or two great ideas, but now I'm going back to my life. Now I'm going back to the grind. I'm going back to all the fires I've got to put out. And this is something that you can accomplish in bits at a time. You can chunk it down into a couple hours each month, or you could say, I'm all in on this. I'm taking the next 3 days and I'm just going to get it all done.
Yeah.
So the 2 days you spend with me is almost like taking the 2 days that we would spend in a 5-day session. And now you've got 3 days left of work to do. And that's 3 8-hour days. That's 24 hours left. And if you follow the stuff that we do in the sessions, then you will have those 24 hours and you can chunk that out however you want. But if you could sit down for 3 more days and just do it, oh, it's amazing. It's so
free. Is that a VIP option for the 3 days afterwards?
Hey, we might have to do that. I don't know.
Wait, I don't know.
I do have a VIP option, which I'm doing a luxury Oscar-worthy swag bag. So we'll see. Ooh. Yeah, so that's going to be fun. But yeah, it's in May and it's 2 days and I'm very, very excited about it. It's $349. So I'm trying to keep this as affordable as I can because I've been to conferences where I've spent thousands of dollars and gotten big old fat zero out of
it. Big goose egg. Yeah.
I want to make sure.
Yeah. I know I've spent thousands of dollars on conferences also and walked away with nothing other than a couple people's names and phone numbers. And you know, cause you meet and greet and you spend the time and you buy a coffee and you do the thing. And yeah, so it's brilliant that you actually have a working summit that people have something tangible to take away. Mm-hmm. and the workbook that walks them through it. And it's a 2-day and they get to meet all the rest of these people that are in the same boat as them and doing all the same work and working through the same thing at the same time. And the connections and the collaborations and the networking that happen just from being around people that are going through the same thing that you're going through and trying to make the same changes. And then to be in your brilliance on top of that, it's just like cherry on the top. It's fantastic. I'm excited for that. So what are the dates again for that? That's May?
May 29th and 30th in sunny Jacksonville, Florida. Aha!
Florida ladies. Yep.
Yes.
Yep. And
it's a great time. You can bring the whole family, let them, you know, explore the beaches for a couple of days and then everybody can head to Orlando for, you know, Disney.
Cool. Yeah. Jacksonville's beautiful too. And, that's lovely. So, May 29th and 30th in Jacksonville. There's a link on here. We've dropped it in the feed on our page here. We will put it in all of the pages for all the people and all the rest of the platforms to be able to click that and head on over and see what it's all about in the itinerary, which I know is up there. Which is intense. Cause I rolled through the itinerary and it's fantastic for the week, for those 2 days. So awesome. Branding, building a connected brand. It's more than pretty pictures and a logo. You guys have to feel confident when you're handing out your cards. You have to feel confident when you tell people to go see your website. You have to feel like that all of that confidence comes into play when you're connected. And Elizabeth, you are beyond brilliant and you are beyond the correct person to take people and help them scale with their brand alone. So I appreciate
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. And if you want me to tear up your website, you just go to the link and you can actually let me tear up your website on the video.
Isn't that fun? Yeah. So that link, you guys, that she dropped, that's been running across the screen and it's in the feed, head over there and grab, what is that called? Tear up your...
It's called free website audit. It's a free website audit. We make it sound nice and easy, but I will
Gordon Ramsay your website. Then you're going to go Gordon Ramsay on them in a nice way and seal it with a kiss.
Nice. So yeah, I might be Paula /Simon/ Gordon Ramsay.
Cool. And then deliver on a nice lemon cake at the end. Okay, cool. I love it. I love it. You guys, seriously, it's worth the time. It's worth somebody extra outside eyes on it. Somebody that looks at hundreds and hundreds of brands, hundreds of brands, and with 20 plus years of experience behind her in the branding industry with massive Fortune 500 companies as well as her own, to put her eyeballs on what you have and to make sure that it's relaying the message that you want to relate. It's hands down some of the best time that you can spend and the money that you can spend spending time with Elizabeth. So let her do that for you. I'm in.
Thank you.
I'm scared, I'm excited. But I'm in.
Websites to look at. I'm excited.
That's awesome. All right, everybody. Thank you so much for hanging out with us today. We have been talking to the amazing Elizabeth Pampalone, branding expert du jour of all things to make sure that your brand is connecting your message to what you are portraying online. So thank you for being with us, Elizabeth. I appreciate you.
Thank you so much for having me.
Awesome. We'll see everybody soon. Take care.